getting away, or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous
Hi,
Dave.
Hi, Mick. Hi, Jane.
Everyone present. Let's get ready to
All
rumble.
All present.
Schoolies week.
It's oh, you're very dud. Excited. What do you mean it's a dud? It hasn't really
behaving.
Kicked in really
well.
We'll
get to the bottom. We'll talk about this in just a moment.
We are going to get on to
We'll take calls too.
Now, okay. Something that's very important to you.
What's that?
And the young men in your life. We have a chick flick alert.
Oh, and
but it's a special one.
It's a special one today aimed at
the
young men. Little boys. Their first chick flick alert.
It is.
Coming out. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Is love dead? Is love dead in your life,
you're
Mick?
Asking the wrong you person.
Don't look at me
you
either.
Died a long time
Everyone's
ago.
Breaking up.
Everyone's breaking up.
We're going to have a rundown.
What
and
is
are
wrong
they
with
happier?
People? Come on. Just get together. Work it out. Have a cuddle.
Okay.
I'll watch.
Is this really you speaking?
I don't know. Hey, Nathan Lyon, we are on the verge of another
test
series. And we're playing the Pakistanis.
Yes.
It's got to be great. Nathan Lyon, it's his birthday today. We've got him on the line.
Oh, that's
he
a good day to talk to him.
As good as it gets.
Love
what
him.
A great bloke.
Yeah.
And he's going
to... We're glad to have him representing Australia.
He's going
to
let us know all the inside
running. And he started so young. Well, there's a young player also that's...
We'll talk about him.
We're going to talk...
Pakistan.
From Pakistan.
Could get a game.
Only 16.
16 years old. What
we do
you
want to know, yeah.
Right,
I won't ask you. You don't have to answer on air what you were doing. Young Tom Ballard. Well, I say young Tom Ballard. Now I sound like a grandma.
He'll be going the baby boomers again. He always does. And rightly so.
So
can you remind him we're not baby boomers?
I'm on the cusp, unfortunately.
And
I'm obsessed with the Prince Andrew interview. And I've watched the entire thing. I've got more to pick up on.
Okay. Today, we give away our first tickets to the party event of the year.
Oh, yes,
which
that's
is
right.
my national pub crawl,
that,
thanks
yeah.
to
Dave
Brick
and
Lane
I are not
Brewing.
Going to.
Yeah. We are going to give away the first tickets.
Which is exciting for everyone around Australia.
Very exciting. I'm coming to your town and we're going
and
to
have a
party.
And you can have a beer with Mick.
We're going to go berserk.
Is that the idea?
I'm going to get a mechanical bull out. I'm going to do all kinds of entertainment. What do you want to see? It'll be there.
This could
Let's get
ugly.
Going. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through on the big program. But you talk about a party, and well, I will throw a party, and it'll be for the older folk.
What do you mean?
Well, it'll be like for schoolies who was.
Where are you going to do this? On when are you going around Australia?
This is my Brick Lane.
Your Brick Lane parties. They're going
to Brick Lane Brewing. I will do a party, and it will be great. But it'll be like
a mature school.
Toolies.
A toolies with no toolies, with not being on the Gold Coast.
Toolies, and what did you say to me the other day?
Moolies.
What's a moolie?
What's
a moolie?
Oh my god! Oh, it's a female.
It's a female toolie.
Well, you know that there's
Well, what's their natural habitat?
The snow. Oh, you know about this?
No.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Missing out.
Oh, my God.
No, get to the slopes.
There's some private schools in Australia where they have children who are very good skiers and they spend the entire term up at the snow. And if dad's
I know
busy
people
working,
who do this, by the way.
The mum goes up for the term for the sake of the child. Let's just say a little bit of...
Puts it about a bit.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm suggesting that...
you're a whistleblower.
Après snow activities...
Interesting.
..might go a bit further than just the schnapps.
Yeah. You are a Morley whistleblower.
Yeah.
I am.
You are lifting the lid on the shady activities.
Women know about this. This has been going on for years.
Right under our noses.
Right under your noses,
at altitude.
Fellas. Oh, yeah. I'm just going, oh, no, it's going to be so hard. I'm going to be up at the snow for the whole term.
If you're a Morley, give us a call.
Oh, come on.
I'd like to speak.
Come to think of it, some of the Morleys I know, you would be, best stay clear.
I'm in. But my point is, the schoolies should take a good long hard look at themselves.
Why is that?
Because it's been the tamest schoolies ever.
Oh, they've kicked off. They've just started schoolies.
And you know what happened yesterday?
What?
They got praised by the police.
Oh.
We'd like to praise all the schoolies who have behaved very well so far.
Well, we'll get to it. You know why I'm happy about that.
Why?
Because I do have somebody I know going to schoolies.
You do you?
Yes. But we won't. I'll tell you what.
I would like to, when we get back, 133353, if you're a schoolie, you're going to schoolies
or
week.
Or if you've been to a schoolies.
If you've been to schoolies
I
week.
I never did it.
If you're disappointed in this week's schoolies week, do it. Because guess what?
What?
We have got a great prize.
We do.
For one
I'm sure Disneyland don't want you to act like a schoolie at Disneyland, but this is a great prize. Dave, tell everyone about it.
All right, this week we'll choose our favourite callers from the week and we will put you in the draw to win this amazing prize, which is 4 nights accommodation at Disneyland Resort.
You fly to Disneyland,
5-day Disneyland Resort Park hopper tickets.
Schoolies week.
Return economy flights to LA. It's all thanks to Disney Plus.
The
schoolies
could win.
Sign up now, everybody. Disney Plus.
I signed up yesterday.
Disney Plus.
Stop watching.
Is it the best in the biz?
So good.
They own everything.
We're going to give away a subscription today to one of our best callers, and we'll put all our callers on the standby list.
Done. 133353, give us a call. Three schoolies.
All right, this is Kennedy Malloy, and it is thanks to Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
The great Nathan Lyon is going to join us in about 15-20 minutes from now. Then
I wonder
Tom Dunner.
If he went on schoolies.
We'll ask him. Would have been a while ago because he turns 32 today. It's his birthday. Happy birthday. To the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Yeah. We'll be talking to him a little later as we are on the cusp of another summer of Test cricket. Cannot wait. Now, we're talking schoolies week. I've expressed my as a toolie.
Yeah. That's a real badge of honour,
I've expressed you've got to call it as you see it. I'm not proud.
No, I wouldn't be proud. And I think maybe it's time to hang up your toolie hat.
You're a Morley.
I'm not a Morley. Yeah. I know Morleys.
You'd be a Morley.
I beg your pardon.
Come on.
I am not a Morley.
You're just mauling about in your day.
Listen,
we're very disappointed in the schoolies this week. Because
at the moment.
Well, because they're behaving very well and even the cops have praised them.
And you thought that's even more disappointing that coppers have
said. I'm disappointed. But you have a young daughter.
I have a daughter who's going to head to schoolies.
How are you feeling about it?
Look, she's a very sensible girl.
Is she?
Yep.
Normally?
Well, she is.
Can I just play you one clip? Just something for you to think about.
Okay.
Here's a clip involving a young girl on the Gold Coast this year.
The teen is on the other side of the balcony glass at Wyndham Surfers Paradise, around 13 stories up. She casually strolls along the edge, kneeling down and posing for a photo.
Nine schoolies have been charged with 10 offences overnight, mainly for drug possession. There's still 4 nights left of official Queensland schoolies celebrations before those from interstate start rolling in.
There you go. So it's an otherwise sensible young girl.
She's in a bikini.
She's in a bikini. She straddled the balcony and she's having a walk.
16 floors up.
Outside the building. 16
oh
floors
my
up.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, enjoy schoolies, won't you, Jane?
Yeah, great.
But, Jane, all you have to do is put yourself in your daughter's position and think what you were like during your schoolies week and you can accept the same kind of behaviour. Am I right? Do you have a memory of what you...
Well, I really don't have a great memory, but my friends who taped me...
What?
What do you mean?
When I might have had a few, we'll remember. Oh. And, in fact, got me to talk about past boyfriends.
Oh,
and I also impersonated Olivia Newton-John with a fan, and I may not have had a top on at the time.
Okay. Wait. I'm now. Prepared to pay. This is like the Zabruder footage.
Is it on VHS?
I'm prepared
we burnt it.
A lot of money.
We got rid of it.
One of your girlfriends did.
I hope they did. I'll kill them. That was in Coffs Harbour.
What was the Olivia song?
It was Moffs Harbour.
Well, let's get physical.
Sounds like Muff's Harbour. But we'll get to the bottom of that.
What about you? What did you do for schoolies?
I woke up naked in a treehouse.
What? Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, look, I don't want to elaborate. Now,
I elaborate about mine. Mine involved half nudity.
Let's go to some of the calls.
Okay,
I'm work
find out
exactly what's going on out there. Justin, did you go to schoolies? Do you remember your schoolies?
I remember the week of schoolies, but no, I didn't go.
Why?
My mother put me into hospital for an operation.
on what?
Perinatal sinus operation.
That was a Munchausen by proxy operation, I'm suggesting, didn't have to go, and I'm sure there was nothing wrong at all.
You missed schoolies week because you're in hospital having a sinus operation. Give him a prize.
Yes.
Is it? We give it to him?
We're going to give you the subscription.
You've got it.
You got the 12-month subscription to Disney Plus with Pixar, which brings a full collection of films to Disney Plus, along with their newly created content for the service, including Forky's Ask a Question.
Justin,
what would you watch first?
Have you got any kids, Justin?
I do. I've got twin girls.
Oh, perfect. I showed my boys the mask the other day. Oh. I was so happy because I showed it to them when they were young.
They were ready.
And it scared them.
Yeah,
and I've been trying to get them to watch it ever since. Yeah. And I finally got them to watch it and they love it. They're back in. Good.
Excellent. We'll put you on the standby list too, Justin,
for
the holiday.
Smokins.
Oh, there sure is. Hey, let's go to Robert. Hello, Robert. Did you go to schoolies? Are you part of schoolies?
I never went to schoolies, but I lived on the Gold Coast between 95 and 01. Mm. And there was two things we dreaded every year.
Yes.
The Indy car and schoolies.
Well, they should put the Indy car on the same time.
Well, they should back them up, back to back. Oh, mate. They're the only two reasons I still go to the Gold Coast.
Oh, my God.
IndyCar and schoolies.
Yep. Isn't that pleasant to know? There's a warning for all parents out there. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Mick and Jane.
What do you do for your schoolies?
So I actually still remember it 11 years later. I'm 29 now. But we went up to Rye because we missed out on booking Torquay.
So this is Rye down in Victoria on the Mornington Peninsula?
Yes, because we're from the northern suburbs, so everyone you know goes to Rye.
Yes.
But no, it was the best time. We actually said, you know, because there was a group of 12 of us girls, we had a house together. We said, no random people back to the house. By the second night, we already had a party with the locals.
Kate, can I be as forward as to ask, did you crack on to many people during that time?
I had my boyfriend, so he was staying with us. But there was lots going on, but no, everyone was well behaved. But one of my friends actually was vomiting so much she burst her blood vessel in her eye.
Oh my God.
I hope you were holding your hair back when that happened.
Thank you, Kate, for the call. We'll put you on the standby list too, Kate. Don't worry about that. Hello, Damien.
Hello, Jane and Nick. How are you?
Yeah, good. Schoolies week.
I hope my wife doesn't burst a blood vessel in her eye.
Right.
She's up there with her friends on a trip. They planned it months ago.
Yeah.
And I said to them, do you know, that's around about the time that schoolies is on. No. I said, really? Shall we cancel? I said, no, you'll have fun.
Oh, my God. So have you heard me talking about moolies?
Yeah. No, that's what I thought. I didn't know there was a term.
Yeah, look out. They'll be having a good time, that's for sure.
When she rings tonight, you call her a moolie. Well done, everybody. All our callers go into the draw for the trip to Disneyland.
Yeah, there you go, Damien. That might make you feel better if you win that.
You'd love that. You could take your wife to that. There are no schoolies around there. Nothing but fun. Mm. Great. Hey, when we come back, it's time for a chick flick alert.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I believe it's time for this.
This is not a drill. Calling all men. This is a Category 5 chick flick alert. Abort cinema. Abort cinema. Repeat, this is not a drill. Warning. This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
I don't necessarily approve of this segment.
Hang on. Well, I know you don't, but it's a early warning system for men to give cinemas a wide berth, screening films designed specifically for women.
Well,
I make no bones about it.
No, okay.
It's there. You know what I'm talking about.
I know
what
community service announcement.
We did Little Women last time.
Yeah, well, that was fair enough.
We did Little Women, which you said was your favourite book.
It was one of my favourite books.
Well,
Joan March, that's who I want to be.
Who wrote it? Jane Eyre. No,
Louisa May Alcott.
Pardon me.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to know
anything
that.
By Louisa May Alcott. Give a wide berth. Okay, so we do this. It's a public service announcement for men. You don't get tricked into it.
No.
Don't get beaches. As I said, one of my mates got tricked into.
That's very mean.
Going to see beaches? No, and he said, "What is it?" He said it's a documentary about fly fishing. That's true. Another one said, "Do you want to go see?
The older guy who directs and
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. Yeah.
Do you want to go see a Clint Eastwood film?
Oh, I know.
Yes. Bridges of Madison County.
Yes.
Women can be very, very tricky in this department. So this one today's chick flick alert, and it's a special one. Because it goes out for all the little men out there, all my favourite little men, including my own boy's friend Lenny. I hope you're listening. It's your first chick flick alert for Frozen 2.
Oh, no.
Frozen 2.
You're up. Unicorn. Teapot.
Oh, Elsa.
I don't think Olaf should get to rearrange.
Doesn't matter. This is going to be a cinch. Distracted. Worried? Has Elsa seemed weird to you?
She seems like Elsa.
There's this voice. What does that mean?
The kingdom is not safe. Find who is calling to you. They may have answers. go north across the enchanted lands and into the unknown.
We do this together, okay?
What?
Hang on. Into the
unknown. Whoa. Mayday, mayday. There it is. You've been warned. Boys.
I don't approve.
Stay at home with me and we'll watch Jackass.
Boys, some guys like you know Frozen.
I must admit I did have a soft spot for...
A little bit of Frozen?
Do you? Frozen. But it was in a weak moment right. of weakness. Yeah. Where I acknowledge
Frozen 2, I'm not so confident good.
Frozen
about.
Frozen 2's got a whiff of death. A whiff of girly death.
It does, actually. You know what? I think you're right. I don't want to hear from that stupid talking snowman. So you're on board with snowman. This one? Yeah.
Olaf. Yes, Jane Kennedy.
Is that Olaf? The talking's enough
I've
from him.
I've never seen it, yeah.
I like it when you get involved. Now, I've got one for you. We've done this one before.
Yeah, but it's really, really, this is another
What's
new
happened?
Trailer. Oh, my God.
What is it?
I know this is going to make a lot of guys... Edges
I am already in
ready?
A fetal position as you read this.
My
out.
Bottom is clenched.
All right. There's a new Cats trailer, everyone.
No!
Yes.
Chick flick alert.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Here we go.
This is.
Is there singing? There's singing, isn't there?
Yes, and it involves Taylor Swift, Idris Elba.
Good Lord. He's had it too good for two.
He has had it too good. Yes. And your favourite, Judi Dench.
Oh, Dame Judi Dench.
Rebel Wilson's also in this. And they're all in fur and it's all like some big cat fest.
Coming in fur and licking themselves.
They are.
Coughing up fur balls.
Do you want to have a listen?
Oh, good. No. But...
Yes.
Tonight is a magical night where I choose the cat that deserves a new life.
Going to the ball could get dangerous.
Let's dance!
I judge a cat by its soul.
I've got plenty of soul.
Spotlight. And a drum roll, please.
No!
Mayday!
Warning, warning! Chick flick alert!
What happened to the bit? There's a bit where he crosses his arms at
the
end.
Yes, it was there.
Well, it was there.
Oh, no.
Lady.
Now it is time to make the choice.
Right, well, that's not going to work, is it? That's what I say to you.
Cross paws.
We're about to begin.
No.
Chick flick alert.
Well, I'm going to see it. I'll see it. I love cats.
Oh,
I love cats.
Well, then you're a woman. Yeah. You can go.
I am a woman.
But for all the men out there, I'm just, you've been warned.
I've taken Rob to a few. Once we were in London, I took him to see Miss Saigon.
Well, Rob's got a great story, but I think he needs to tell it, doesn't he?
About you? That's another one. But this one was Miss Saigon, the musical, right?
Yeah.
And we're there. And I must say, I think we pretty much just got off the plane.
Yeah.
And it opens and it's, you know, I'm not going to explain what it is, but the end scene does involve a helicopter, sort of a chopper.
Right.
Very cleverly coming through the cinema. And that's when he woke up.
He goes, oh, right. What model's that? That's a C-250.
He dropped off at the very beginning and he woke up when the chopper came on. He went... Holy hell, that's
well,
the last one.
He's dodged a bullet there.
Oh, my God.
So all my little guys out there, remember
okay.
Frozen 2.
You'll be protected.
I like yes.
It. That was our chick flick alert. All right, not far away from Nathan Lyon joining us on the show. Then Tom Ballard in the second hour as well. And is love dead? We'll discuss.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I hate it when romance dies because you know me.
Well, you're
I'm
Cupid,
an old
aren't you?
Romantic.
Yeah. You are.
I am.
Ah, let me just get my head around that whole concept. Old tick.
Yeah.
Romantic.
Yeah,
yes, I think you actually are romantic.
Oh, yeah.
I
There's
think
nothing
you're
like
sweet.
Going
you
on
are.
A first date, going out somewhere fancy.
Yeah.
Spiking
Although,
a drink.
No.
Careful. No, you don't have a great reputation for making things long-lasting.
Oh, no, but that's not fair. You know me. Mm. Now, listen.
But haven't you left people at, like, the football?
Oh, that was once.
Oh,
that
yes, was, right.
Like, you went to the football and you said, I'm just going to go and get a hot dog.
Pie or something and never came
and
back.
And then you never came back.
Why would you bring that up? That was a long time ago.
Okay. But now you're mature.
You've changed since then.
You know me. I talk up a big game, but do you know me to be...
You're a gentleman.
Thank you. I'm a gentleman. You don't
what
see me.
What was the
me.
Promiscuous bit?
You said overly promiscuous. I'm not. You know that.
No, you're a gentleman.
Thank you. I
you
talk
a good
game, but
you get a bit horny, but you're a gentleman.
I'm a quiet, self-respecting young man.
No, people would be surprised.
But I do, aren't I? I'm a thoughtful man.
No, you are. You have manners.
Thank you.
You do.
In the beginning.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I talk myself. tore myself up. For, no. It's for, you know, sport what? On our
I've
program.
I've decided I'm not going to be spokesperson for your behaviour, but I will support you because you are a gentleman.
But can you just say
I'm saying
out there to everyone listening that I talk myself up as a bit of a party guy, but I'm not. You are a low-key guy. I'm a little sweetheart, would you say?
You are a little sweetheart.
Thank you.
Better get me a good Christmas present. Boy.
All right, but what's gone wrong?
Well, look, I'll tell you what has upset me.
I hate it when things go wrong, because I like seeing people happy and together.
Right. Well, there's a few examples that have come up lately, and one in particular has really upset me, that is our own astrophysicist,
Matthew Agnew,
and Chelsea, they've split.
Now, what happened there? I thought they were madly in love.
I think they're contractually in love. Is that a term?
You reckon the contract's expired? They're now free to go about their business?
I think it may have. And I think
when they came in here, they looked happy.
They did.
Yes, but when they both say, or when she says, oh, I think they both did, life's a little bit different when you're out of the bubble, or you mean on a set where you're pretending and you're on television, and then you have to actually crack on to that person.
You know what I reckon she's realised? If they got married, she'd have to change her name to Agnew.
I don't even see where that's a problem.
That.
Why have you got a problem with that?
It sounds like a cyst that would grow.
No, you've said that to him, which was quite rude. Yeah, he didn't take it well.
Your groin or something.
He didn't take it well.
I've got to get Agnew removed.
Need a cream for that.
He keeps calling her Chels. He's done in Instagram.
You can't say call her Chels as you're breaking
up. No, you can't say Chels is a very special woman.
You're
right.
And you can't say it's no one's fault, it's just life. No, it's probably your fault.
What life is.
I don't know. She sounds upset. Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson have split.
Already?
Already. That's a sustained relationship.
I never believed it was happening in the first place.
What do you mean?
No, that's PR people. It's PR spin. Happens all the time.
So, but who?
This is on the back of a breakup from Chris Hemsworth. Then she cracked on and she went lesbian for a bit. And then they go, mate, you're not going to sell another album.
Get rid of the girl.
Yeah, get rid of the girl. Crack on to another guy. Who do you know? I know Cody. Little did she know he was about to be the masked singer.
That's right.
That's it. She goes, are you the prawn?
Yes.
If you're the prawn, I'm out.
She's really worried. He wasn't the prawn, he was the robot.
So, but what happened to the timing? She didn't know he was the prawn. He went into that and agreed to do that as the prawn.
No, he's the robot.
Whatever.
Same thing. But no, it was not a good look for her to be dating someone on
out with the dung beetle. That's what I'd be.
It was not a good look for her to be going out with someone on the Masked Singer.
Well, what's she going to do now?
For the first time in my life, I really don't care. I don't care.
You do care.
No,
don't give up on Miley.
No, I'm supporting. I'm in Liam's camp.
I like it when she takes a shine to her Aussie boys.
I don't want to interrupt.
She's gone a Hemsworth.
Yes.
Check. Cody,
Simpson.
Aussie.
Simpson, yeah.
The Simpson.
Mm.
So who's left?
Malloy.
Come on. Silly.
Miley. So
a crow?
I'm old enough to maybe Billy Ray's dad.
The crow. You've been Billy Ray, haven't you? You've pretended. You acted
I've played
Billy.
Billy Ray,
You've played
sorry.
Billy Ray in a John Farnham clip.
In a John Farnham clip.
What are you talking about?
I'll Google it. You'll find it.
Not joking.
Not joking.
That's it.
People are being single. And celebrating it.
And
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson says she's, what's the phrase she's used?
She uses the phrase self-partnered.
She's self-partnering.
Don't you do that every night?
I got busted doing it the other night on the couch. Watching aerobics all
stuff. Okay.
That's just an old replay.
It must be on video, is it? On beta?
What? I'm just having a chat to myself. It's a private conversation.
I don't know why we even have to know what this
She's
girl's
broken up
like.
With herself.
Yeah. No, she just said she'd rather be single.
But if you're self-partnering, you can't.
You can't break up with yourself.
No.
I'll tell you who else is self-partnering.
She's giving herself the silent treatment. That's what she finds. I know women. It'll be all fun and games for a while, and then she'll really go cold on herself. Then she'll stop putting out.
Can you sext yourself? Why don't you get some of that?
Whatever else.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, what's going on here? Careful. Should we just put some kind of warning?
Whoopi Goldberg explains she's very happy to be single. She's been married 3 times, or she's divorced 3 times.
Yeah.
And she just says, I'm not looking for anybody. I'm very happy. I don't want to live with anyone. I have a cat, a 20-year-old cat who's attitudinal, so he'll leave little treats for anybody that's not me in the bed. It's not very pleasant.
Okay.
She's
partnering with a cat.
That's
how that was always going to end up, I reckon, after the Ted Danson experience. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
Ted Danson, one of the most doomed relationships of all time. Remember, he turned up in blackface at the Fries Club.
Oh, my God. Could
really?
They
both got in a lot
worse.
Of trouble.
Jeepers.
While he was going out with her.
No, I think I'm not sure anybody want to go out with Whoopi. She's very opinionated. She's not my cup of tea anymore. I really like doing sister act. Can you just stick to your acting?
Go, it's a sister act.
Like sister act, Whoopi.
Yeah.
It's all gone downhill there.
Now she's on that
Romance can strike anywhere, anytime. And there's a couple of, what is our favourite? It's just, we're talking Schoolies.
We were talking Schoolies.
Is this one of the great, I'd like to know if
romance
these,
doesn't die, especially these, in Australia.
If these two were still together, I really hope. Where's this from? It was Schoolies Week.
Yeah, it
probably
was.
About 5 years
probably
ago.
Years ago. At least,
they fell in love. And I hope they're still together.
Me too.
This is a couple from the Gold Coast. Play it, Dave.
This couple have only known each other for a fortnight. Now they're engaged.
This is serious. This is serious. She's my baby girl forever. And I've asked her to be the thing that I cherish the most for life.
He got down on one knee while she was stuffing her face with a kebab. And it was so beautiful.
See, that's a bit of romance that we...
I hope they're still together.
Me too. Can you imagine if they are?
Oh.
God, if anybody knows of that couple...
Please, give us a call. We'd love to catch up with that a lot.
Hey, are we going to talk to Nathan Lyon next?
We are indeed. We're on the cusp of another summer of Test cricket.
Excellent.
I love this stuff.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Aussie off spin great.
Nathan Lyon.
Into action, Nathan Lyon.
Nathan Lyon.
Very affectionately, he's called the GOAT, greatest of all time.
The best off spinner Australia's ever seen in the longer format of the game.
Born and bred in Young, New South Wales, his introduction to off spin bowling came at just 3 years of age, playing backyard cricket against his brother.
Our backyard at home had a little slope. I was never strong enough to spin it back up the hill, so I had to figure out how to bowl off spin. That's how I became an off-spin bowler.
And during this year's triumphant Ashes campaign, became our third most successful bowler, only topped by Shane Warne and Glenn McGrath.
That wicket gives Nathan Lyon the record to break Dennis Lilly.
And on the eve of the first test of the summer against Pakistan at the Gabba, will he be tapping into his trusted sleep technique as revealed by partner Emma?
He went on YouTube and found a clip of rain on a tin roof to help him sleep.
Let's find out as we welcome to the show off-spin master and birthday boy, Nathan Lyon.
Hello, Nathan. How are you?
Yeah, g'day, gents. How are we?
Well, Nathan, we have to say happy birthday straight off the bat to you.
32 years. That's a spin bowl. You're just coming into your prime. That's it.
Thank you. Hopefully the age doesn't stop me just yet. But, another birthday ticked off the list there. So
You're a spring chicken.
We're on the cusp of another great summer of Test cricket. Before we get into that and pick your brains about the Gabba, can I just say, we echoed it there, it's just been a terrific career. You've achieved so much. Is there something in your career that really does it for you, that tickles your fancy? For me, the great stat involving you, and there's so many, but you're the only person by a mile to get Virat Kohli out 7 times. When Virat Kohli, when you can say that Virat Kohli is my bunny, I think you've achieved everything there is to achieve in world cricket. Is there something you look at to go, you know what, that's an achievement I really covet?
It's hard to say, to be honest. I've always said that I'm all about team success, to be honest. And about
cut that out. We're not here for that today. Tell us something about yourself. Come on.
I'll agree with you, Mick. Getting Virat out 7 times pretty handy. So,
and who did you have on your bedroom wall? Is that still cool? Did you have like a poster? Who was your favourite bowler?
I had a couple of guys. I had Brad Haddon, actually, who ended up being a very good and close mate of mine, but had Adam Gilchrist and also Shane Warne.
Well, good lads indeed to have on board there. Does it freak you out after being a kid and then you're playing and you meet these legends? What's it like meeting them?
Oh yeah, no. I still pinch myself when you get a text message from Ricky Ponting or even someone like Mitchell Johnson or Brad Haddon. So it's quite surreal being able to call them mates and being able to play a lot of cricket alongside those guys, which has been fantastic.
Now we're coming off a terrific win. I call it a win. We retained the Ashes, but it's over there and in those circumstances and under great duress from those English crowds. It's to come home with the chockies, with the urn, is a terrific effort. Let's talk about Pakistan. Now, this is going to be a very interesting series. How's your record at the Gabba? You go okay. There's a bit of bounce up there that you like, isn't there?
My record at the Gabba's okay, but Pakistan, they're going to provide a different challenge for the whole bowling attack, which is going to be exciting. But, enjoy playing cricket here, so fingers crossed it's going to be a great challenge out there and come starting tomorrow, so it's pretty exciting.
Well, my one beef with the Australian bowling lineup is not enough facial hair. I just feel all the great Australian fast bowlers, from Merv Hughes to Dennis Lillies to even Johnson when he's running amok. Can you have a word and tell them to pull the finger out and grow a mo?
No, I totally agree. They're a bunch of pretty boys, if you ask me. especially led by Pat Cummins.
All right, you've dobbed him in. Fair enough. That's fine. Hey, for the second test, as you're at the Adelaide Oval, you're pretty familiar with the Adelaide Oval yourself, having been a ground staff member. Are you still mates with people there?
Yeah, it was just the only day. I had a text message from Damien Hoff, the head curator, saying if I still want a job, he's going to get me one. So
I'll be on standby.
Fingers crossed, a few years down the track I might need it, but hopefully not just at the moment.
Well, if I was an Australian selector, you know what I'd be doing at the Gabba? I'd play two spinners. I'd have Nathan at one end and John Howard at the other. I just feel that would be fantastic. Hey, now, mate, before we let you go, and congratulations on your 13th birthday, there's a chance you could be playing. Well, I believe you will now because he's just been named. Naseem Shah is going to be playing for the other team, and he is half your age. The kid is 16. What do you know about the kid?
Thanks for reminding me about that. It's going to be a pretty good challenge. Apparently he bowls pretty quick, so hopefully he beats nice and pitches up to me so I can not get in any danger of getting hit in the head.
Do you remember what you were doing at 16?
I was still scratching myself, I think, and trying to figure out.
I was shoplifting from Brashers. That's what I was doing. What were you doing, Jane?
Oh, I was going on Hey Hey It's Saturday, dressed up as Demis Roussos. So I don't know what I was doing.
Dave,
I was obtaining my CB radio license.
Oh my god!
Okay, right. Well, that's too much information. Hey, mate, thank you for joining us today. I can't wait. I really get excited.
It's
my favourite form of cricket is test cricket. I love the baggy green cap.
Are you aware, Nathan, that Mick is doing the front bar cricket version? So he's doing the first and second test. So I'm sure he'd be kind to you.
Hey, come on at some stage.
I'd love to.
Well, we don't wear the baggy green cap, but we do wear the baggy green underpants to in support of the great side. So,
good on you, Nathan. Happy birthday. And I'm not sure you're in training, so you won't be able to have beers tonight, but,
Go nuts at the Gabba. It'll all be the Gabbatoire, as we like to call it. Yeah. It'll all be over in 3 days. Thanks for ringing in today, mate. We really appreciate it.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Thank you.
Nathan,
now, can I do this quickly? You mentioned the front bar. This is your chance to win two tickets tomorrow night's front bar.
How amazing.
Give us a call now. I want to do this. There's a kid playing for Pakistan, playing his first
test. Naseem Shah.
I think he's the youngest ever. To play test cricket. He's bloody slippery. He bowls at 150 plus.
Oh, my God.
I said it then. What were you doing when you were 16? Give us a call now. Tell us what you were doing when you were 16, and you can win two tickets to front bar.
That's it. 8:30 tomorrow night on Channel 7. Check that.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We just had the great Nathan Lyon on the show. Missed
the goat.
Get the podcast. Catch up. Kennedy
Moore. Of all time. And he's going to be going about his business, plying his trade at the Gabba starting this week. Oh, I love this. Here we go.
Yeah.
And it's exciting. And amazingly, though, it has been confirmed today that Pakistan are putting forth a new
Naseem
Shah. He's 16.
He's 16.
And apparently he's just red hot.
He's red hot. He's 150 plus. It's slippery. He's going to cause a bit of mayhem.
That's extraordinary.
So it got us thinking, what were you doing when you were 16? Yeah. And I said shoplifting from Precious.
I just sat and watched TV all day, and I can't actually remember
doing
much schoolwork.
We're going to give away two tickets to Front Bar Cricket Edition tomorrow night on Channel 7, 8:30.
It's a live
Tomo and Brian Lara are our
Len
special
Thompson.
Guests. Yes, it's going to be Jeff Thompson, Brian
him.
Lara. Here we go.
It's
going to be on. So one of our callers, we're asking, what were you doing when you were 16 instead of playing test cricket for your country?
Let's start the ball rolling with Sean.
G'day, guys.
Sean, you're 16. What are you doing?
I was sneaking beers at my local cricket club that I was playing for.
That's exactly what you should have been doing. You were in your natural habitat doing your job.
Were you sneaking them out of, were they, did you have to buy them or they were in an esky? How are you doing it?
As long as you would ask the right person, you could arrange a cup.
I went back to do my football club recently to
reunion?
A speech. We did a reunion speech and the old manager of the club came out and showed a handwritten note that I gave him that allegedly was from my mother,
that's
saying it's okay for Michael to drink. Wendy Malloy.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Interesting. Oh, well, that's funny. Yes. Thanks, Sean, for that. Michael. G'day, Michael.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, tell us about you at 16.
I was acquiring a fake ID, buying alcohol for basically everyone at school, and then I got a lifetime ban when I was 17 from the bottle
opener. Oh, no.
I used to go in full school uniform and used to pass it all.
A lifetime ban?
That's not, and I'm sure in where you're growing up, there weren't many bottle O's around you, were there?
Oh, no, there was a few.
Well,
oh,
so
now, how old are you now, Michael?
27.
You need to go back and see if they recognise you. That's a lifetime ban.
Yeah. Hey, I reckon
they should go. No, mate, sorry. We told you 10 years ago.
I think, Michael, you deserve to go and see the front
bar. Oh, you're giving him the tickets?
Yeah, I'm giving him the tickets.
Oh, crap.
Great stuff. You're
on board. Go and have a look. It'll be a fun show with Sam Payne, also Mick Malloy.
Oh, right. It looks like you use my real ID to get drinks.
That's right. It's a Sassette, you remember. It's not a real pub. We'll keep taking calls, though.
Yeah.
Tyson's on the line. Tyson.
Yeah, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good.
What were you doing at 16?
Well, I was pretty much the same, walking around the streets having a drink, and we used to go to the old people's homes and swap their stuff around, you know, their shoes and their clothes and their gnomes.
What the hell?
Oh, see, that amuses me a lot.
Unfortunately, the tickets are already gone. Yeah, would have got them, Tyson. Thanks. Sarah's on the line. Sarah! What were you doing when you were 16?
I was sneaking into pubs to watch Aussie music.
Yes,
oh, that's good. The good old days.
Who'd you go and see when you're underage?
I used to see the Sunny Boys, the Angels, the Radiators.
You're talking mixed language here.
Oh, we're the same vintage.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Good on you, Sarah. Hello, Alana. What were you doing at 16?
Oh, yeah. Look, I was punching bongs and kissing boys.
Okay.
Hang on a minute.
Hang on. We have given the tickets away, I'm afraid.
Alana.
Alana, you should be the next Bachelorette.
Actually, that's what we need.
I didn't think I actually inhaled once, so I was just showing off. Really.
Oh, we like you, so I'll give Alana something.
Yeah, price back coming your way. Absolutely.
She won't remember this
Malloy,
in 5
yeah.
minutes. Good on you, Alana. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, everyone, for your calls. Coming up soon, we've got Tom Ballard.
Yeah.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be an absolute cracker. Take it from me. We're going to launch our very first tickets on sale giveaway today for my Brick Lane Christmas pub crawl,
yes,
which you only found
true.
About yesterday.
I found about it live on air yesterday that I'm apparently staying back in the studio with Dave, Mick is going on a pub crawl on the east coast of Australia with all his Triple M friends.
And our listeners, and it's all thanks to Brick Lane, and we're going to take you there.
I'm ecstatic
about it. And we're
going to
give away our first tickets a little later on.
We are. I'm obsessed with Prince Andrew and the interview he did. apparently, I think he wants to go back for a little more, just to set the record straight.
Why wouldn't you want to do that?
The
first one went so well.
Yeah, it did.
What could go wrong, as they say in the classics?
Correct.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but we'll start at the top with this young man.
The last time Tom Ballard was in, he alluded us to the censored Russian release of Rocket Man.
I mean, Russia, you know, has got a lot of problems with the old gays, with my people. I've never been. I just think Rocket Man without the gay sex and the drugs. A story about a gay man who can't get drugs. What is this, the Tom Ballard story? Please welcome back to the show, Tom Ballard.
Hello, everyone.
Hello,
I'm
Tom.
Back.
We were talking to Nathan Lyon before about, because there's a Pakistani cricketer who's about to debut at 16 to play test cricket.
Yep.
Can you remember what you were doing at 16? Because I think I met you not long after you were 16.
I was like that caller before, pulling a lot of bongs.
oh, good for you.
No, I wasn't. I was having so much sex. No, I wasn't.
Really? That's not. I wasn't heading that direction either. I thought you might be heading down the comic
I had started stand-up comedy at that point. Yes, I was doing a lot of musical theatre, hence the sex.
What? Do you remember what musicals?
Theater
like what?
At school?
Yes, at school. And
that was my strong suit. Was it
Gilbert and Sullivan, or was it just your normal?
16, by that point, I would have played Danny Zuko in Greece, of course, drawing on my Italian heritage.
You are just pretty pasty blonde to me.
Two years later, when I was 18, instead of going to schoolies, I directed a production of Jesus Christ Superstar.
This is perfect. Why can't I have you in my household to discourage any of my children going to school? Still play, please.
I like it. Now, you said in the promo that you weren't getting a lot of sex. I believe you have corrected the ledger. and you've been involved in a torrid romance. Would you like to paint the picture for us?
This is pathetic. Just come coming on. Onto a national radio show to
very
announce.
Open.
I'm intrigued.
We're not even in a bar or anything, really, getting on.
Fire away, Tom.
That's true. Well, last time I was on the show, since I've been on the show, I went to Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland and performed my little show over there. And during that time, I had sex with a witch.
All right. Now, we've got to go back. Because
any questions?
Right.
Any questions from the floor?
That old one, right? Yeah.
Now, a witch.
Let's Prince Andrew this stuff, all right? Like, really?
Let me try not be a woke boomer and when I ask you these questions. Because yes. I'm not a proper boomer, by the way.
Okay.
A witch says to me, a woman, are there male witches? I thought they were warlocks.
Yes, Jane, it's 2019. Okay, men
oh
can
my
be
God,
witches.
Can they?
Women can be wizards.
Really?
Magic right. is a spectrum.
Do witches and warlocks have a gender reveal party when they have a child? Like, is there, like...
And was this, did you know when you first met this witch, where did you meet?
We met, he works at the witchcraft shop during the day.
So were you, did you go into the witchcraft shop?
No, at night he worked at the burger van. And that was where I met him.
You had a burger.
I had a burger.
How did he break it to you that he was a witch?
Well, see, not for a while. He was a very handsome man, a little bit of flirting, go back and forth. We have some
drinks.
Did
he give you free pickles in your burger, a few extra chips?
It's a family
show,
Jane.
That's not a euphemism.
Yeah. Please.
Well, it's hardly a family show when you're telling us about your sex.
Friendly story.
By the way, there's something I've got to tell you. I'm a witch.
I mean, he brought it up. And he had quite a good, like, I think we started with astrology. Someone mentioned a star sign, and we got from there into the queer witch world.
Is he a Scottish witch?
No, he's Australian.
Oh, my God. Of all the places, you meet an Australian witch in a burger van in Edinburgh.
I was very nervous because up until that point, I'd exclusively had sex with muggles. So it's quite a confronting experience.
Okay.
Can I ask, are you living in fear that if it all goes pear-shaped, he might put a curse on you or there might be some?
Are there curses? Did you quiz him?
He's sitting around a cauldron right now throwing all kinds
spells.
Of stuff.
He seemed perfectly happy.
Why is he a witch and what use is it being
a
witch?
Is he Wiccan?
I'm not being rude. I just want to know, if you're a witch, to what use is it?
I guess he feels a connection with the universe and the spiritual world and brings magic into
so
his life.
So he's a good witch, not a bad witch.
I hope so.
Yes.
He was very good in bed. He's a good in bed witch.
Oh, really?
That's the best kind. Does he turn his nose up at Halloween? And this is
cultural appropriation. My culture is not a costume.
And have you broken up or will you see each other or do you telepathically, you know, connect?
He visits me at night in my thoughts, yes.
You should see a werewolf behind his back. That'll get him. This is fascinating...
But we sound like we're making fun. Were you happy in this?
He was lovely. He had a very good sense of humour and I felt mature. When I was like in my early 20s, I was a big like new atheist, like if you believe in magic stuff, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And now I'm 29.
No, you're very
rounded.
All
my dreams are dead. And I was like, you know what? Be a witch. I'm gay. The world's on fire. Let's have gay sex with a witch.
Everyone can be anything they want to be. All right, we'll go to a song when we come back.
I like the way you roll. Good on you.
You are writing a play about Australia's Federation.
Yes.
I believe there's questions on that. Stand by, Mick.
All right. Tom Ballard is with us. More with Tom right after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Let's change gears for a minute, Tom. We've been plying you for information on your private life, but now professionally.
There haven't been any calls? No more details?
No more details.
It's so weird.
I think we covered it.
I still have many questions off air that I haven't had the time with.
But professionally, and we know you're a great performer, you're a prolific writer.
We know that, guys.
You're about to embark. You're writing a big project.
Yes.
A passionate work of yours based around Federation of Australia. What's the form? Is this a book, a play?
This is a play. It was a TV idea that I was trying to get going for quite a while and no one was interested.
Yeah.
No one cares about Australian history whatsoever. And so I thought, oh, well, you know, I've written a play before and I can maybe have another crack at that. And I would sort of, thought I'd take all this research and these ideas I'd found around the federating of the Australian colonies into the Commonwealth of Australia to make some comedy gold.
I heard this, and you could, given that you've been studying this, you'd be in a position to know, but federation was basically... came about as a way to repel the yellow hordes coming towards us at the time because all the independent state governments were going, oh, my God, there's going to be an invasion. How's this right from the get-go, turn back the boats?
Yeah.
How can we have a consolidated front
to
do this? And that was the point of federation. Is that ringing true?
2GB was very big in the 1890s. It was really popular and they really had a lot of influence.
Start in the early days. Sir Alan Jones was very early on.
was one of the first pioneers.
Yeah, it's a great man.
Yes. Now, racism was a crazy, huge motivating factor. for the foundation of this country. Yes, a lot of Chinese people rock it up, and that inspired a few folks to get together and think, hey, maybe if we bring this together.
It's a bit like, you know, Hamilton the musical is very dry subject matter and yet became.
What a load of fun you can have at that expense. Yes.
Well, you can.
So are you an expert now on Federation? Is this your special topic?
I'm swimming in it. My brain is full of this research, but the problem with doing a satire about it is no one knows anything about the thing.
I don't think I know much.
Well, let's find out. We've got a Federation quiz, people.
Oh, it's a Federation quiz. Okay. Oh, hello. That's correct for correct answers.
And incorrect.
All right.
Classic sounds.
Yes. Are we playing for anything in particular?
My respect.
Far away.
A cold cat of coke. I don't know who sponsors the
show. No, that means a lot. Okay. Your respect.
Okay, right.
Right now, in my eyes, you are Glenridge.
You guys buzz in with your names and we'll test out your Federation knowledge. I'll see how successful my play will be. All right, question number one, starting easy. When did the Commonwealth of Australia come into existence?
Jane.
Yes, Jane.
1901.
Incorrect.
Mickey.
Oh, yes?
1896.
No.
When was it, Tom?
Well, the Commonwealth of Australia Act UK was passed on the 5th of July 1900 and given royal assent by Queen Victoria on the 9th of July 1900. It was actually proclaimed on the 1st of January 1900.
Well, that was my next answer.
Trick question. Next.
That's zero. Is someone
what chance do we have of that, by the way? What, do we get to come back tomorrow night and play for the cast?
Who is the father of Federation?
By Jane.
Yes.
Lord Hopetoun.
No.
Incorrect.
Colonel Sanders.
Henry Parks, come on.
Oh, Parks.
You should know that.
You should too.
All right, so we're zero all?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, in 1895, Henry Parks married at age 79, Julia Lynch, his third wife and housekeeper. How old was she?
Buzz Jane.
Yes.
14.
She's third
old
wife?
Old Henry Epstein Parks.
Did she work for him at the time?
She was 23, which is still pretty amazing.
Still good going.
His second wife died on the 16th of July, and they got married in October.
Dubious circumstances.
See, this is Hamilton the musical.
Not of old age, I'm guessing.
True or false? That's kind of gross.
What?
Henry Parks marrying a 23-year-old.
Jane, true.
Correct.
But it was the style of the time.
Yeah, name any two other people who could be considered founding fathers of Federation.
Edmund Barton.
No.
Yeah? Yes, you did. You say yes?
That's one, yes.
Ding me, yes.
Leyland Brothers.
All right. One love.
Did you say ding me?
Yeah.
Can you name any others?
No, I don't like this quiz.
Queen Victoria.
Really going off it.
Who was our first Prime Minister, Edmund Barton, got a nickname by the press. What was his nickname? Was
Barton it? Barton.
I mean, you ruined the joke.
Eddie everywhere.
Everyman Edmund, Tosspot Toby, or Big Dick Barton?
Oh, Big Dick Barton's got to be the winner.
Tosspot Toby was a great name.
Tosspot Toby.
Toby Jug.
Yep.
I'd run on that.
True or false? This is the weirdest quiz that's ever happened on Triple M.
Yeah.
Ding.
Correct.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was it.
True or false? Alfred Deakin believed he could speak to dead people.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a bit spooky.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Yeah, yes, well done.
Yes. He was a witch.
He was
and a male one.
And he was hot. He went off like a firecracker in the sack.
Final question.
One more. We've got one more.
Two British colonies outside. You don't enjoy the quiz, mate.
No, I'm a bit nervous. I just realised how little I know, how ignorant I am.
This play's going to bomb.
Yeah.
This is why you end up on FM radio, because you don't know much about much.
I should be on ABC. Two British colonies outside of the Australian continent considered joining the Australian Federation. What were they?
Well, I'm going to say colonies. Tasmania.
Outside Australia.
Yeah.
Our Hobart FM station will be pleased to hear that. I'm going to say, Calcutta, India.
New Hebrides.
India.
Yes.
New Hebrides.
English
and the Canary Islands.
And Montreal.
And New Zealand and Fiji.
Oh. I said that.
No one gets my respect.
You're being very condescending.
I think we got
right
dumber
now.
Through the course of that.
Hey, we did. In fact, I've just bottomed out. I have no brain power. You've got a great podcast going, which we didn't get time to. And there's a very interesting interview with Sam Newman, I believe, on it. People would love it. How can people find it? What's the podcast
it's
called?
It's all under the iTunes. If you're in Melbourne, you can come see me interviewing Adam Bandt live on stage as part of the podcast. On Tuesday, December 10th.
Do not quiz him about Federation. That's my advice to you.
TomBallard.com.au for those tickets.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tell us why you deserve tickets to this very special event.
Calling out
around Australia. Are you ready for the party of the year?
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Summer's close, and the time is right for Mick's Pub Shots, thanks to Brick Lane Beer.
What could possibly go wrong?
You got it. This is going to be the party to end all parties. It's coming to your town. If you're on the East Coast, if you're in Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Melbourne, we're coming.
Yeah.
If you are listening in WA or South Australia, you're coming too.
Yeah, what you do, go kennedymalloy.com.au and we will fly you into one of these cities and enjoy a shout with Mick.
It's going to go off. 133353. This is going to be in each town. I'll be there.
You'll be
there. Listeners
will
be there.
How exciting.
I need to work out what else we need there. Is it a mechanical ball?
Well, there's a dance machine you can have. Darts off.
A dance off, did you say?
Dance off and a darts off.
A darts off.
Karaoke.
Karaoke.
Sounds a bit daggy.
It's not quite pub culture, really.
It's a hardcore balls out, no holes barred.
Girls can go too.
Oh, no, girls are invited. Yeah. There'll be couples. We're giving two tickets. Okay. So you chance to win two tickets. So you can bring or you can bring your girlfriend or your boyfriend.
Yes.
Let's get on board. Let's start with Paul. Paul, why do you think you, and by the way, all our callers are going to get a slab of Brick Lane.
Oh, what?
Either, you're joking.
Either the One Love Pale Ale, which is award winning.
They're all great. I've tasted them all.
Or the base lager.
Yum.
And it's the finest beer in the country, bar none. I love it. Paul's on the line. Paul, why should you be coming to this party of the century?
Oh, mate, I love a beer. I love the Tigers. And I just love having a good time, listening to music and laughing at funny people like yourself, Mickey.
Give him tickets, Dave. Him. You're
ding,
in, Paul.
Ding,
you're coming. Brenda's on the line. Brenda, what can you bring to the party?
Hey, Brenda.
Hi, guys.
Why do you want to come along?
Well, I just lost my job and I had to put up with working with these dropkick bogans for the last 3 years. And, you know, I'm up in Coffs Harbour. We're surrounded by fires. It's been stressful. If anyone needs to
Bang, Brenda, two tickets to your way. Bang.
Brenda,
thank you.
Bring a friend. Bring her whoever you like. You've got two tickets. We look forward to seeing
you'll enjoy it.
On the road. This is the listener party of the century. Yeah, and it's a pub call. It's the Great Australian Pub Call, Jane.
It sounds fantastic.
Why don't you come?
Oh.
Can we?
Because I've just sprung it on you.
Because you just sprung it on me.
It's
but
I
will be holding the fort. Don't worry here at Triple M. But I'll look forward to hearing
yards.
It. Okay. Yes, you will.
This joint's going to be fun. And by the way, I'm shouting all the beers. I'm shouting the Brick Lane.
Well,
just get there. I'm going to be sitting there.
Like a mogul. Like an entrepreneur.
I own the brewery.
So
I'll be sitting there
going. You're Willy Wonka. That's who you are.
So free beer.
Free beer.
You're there.
I'll be hosting. We'll have comedians in there and music in every market.
I've got FOMO now.
Well, come along, Dave.
I'd love to come
on. He's got to stay here.
Someone's got to do it. Chris is on the line. How are you, Chris?
How are you going? All right?
Yeah, good. You want to come to this party, mate?
Oh, I'd love to come, mate. I'm a connoisseur of beer.
Oh, well, as long as you're a connoisseur, then two tickets coming your way.
You'll be a fan of the Brick Lane, my friend. Don't you worry about that. Bring a mate. Ray, let's start with Ray. Ray, what can you bring to the table, mate, for the party of the century?
Well, Mick, the last time I met you was at the ladies' stand at the SCG when you were doing the cricket commentary, and I asked you if your new show was going to be funny, and you walked away confused, not wanting to make any more conversation with me, so I thought we might be able to pick up that conversation.
Well, doesn't sound like...
Sounds like you're a bit cynical there, Ray, but don't worry, we need
along,
you to
Ray.
Come along. Finish the conversation.
And make sure you're more interesting than you were in the ladies' stand, right?
A few manners, please, Ray. Come on. Up with your manners. You're talking to Mick Malloy, mate.
Come on, mate.
All right, let's go. Should we have one more?
One more. Come on, Mark.
Hello, Mark. How are you going?
Hey, guys. I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, really good.
Where are you
good.
Calling from, Mark?
I'm going to Wollongong.
Oh, the gong.
The gong.
So you'd probably want to come to the Sydney show, I'm guessing?
I would love to come to the Sydney show.
And what are you bringing to the table, mate?
Oh, Mickey, you and I had a beer together last year at the long lunch, and you're an absolute freaking champion, and I'd love to have another one with you.
You're in!
He's saying
all the right things. He's pushing my buttons. What do you think you'll enjoy, mate, the One Love Pale Ale or the base lager?
Ooh, pale ale, probably.
Yeah, well,
pale ale.
There's plenty of both on tap and in cans.
You'll all have a ball, and you're all lucky ducks to be going along, and we'll be doing this all this week, won't we?
Come on. We'll be doing it for the next couple of weeks because the final week of our show will be me on the road bringing the party to town.
All right. Excellent news.
And as we mentioned, if you need to get online, might be the best way to get to us at kennedymalloy.com.au. Thanks to Brick Lane.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As a PR exercise, what would the worst thing you could possibly do if you were Prince Andrew right now?
Jeez. Another interview.
Oh, yeah. He's going to purportedly do another interview.
Oh,
no, I'm
God.
Not kidding. I'm not kidding. So what's happened is I think...
He's so happy with the first one.
No. Well, clearly, you know, his media guy or his communications director resigned 2 weeks before this went to air.
When he heard it was happening.
Yeah, he said, absolutely, do not do this interview.
Apparently the Queen's cracked it.
The Queen's cracked it. What they're really upset about, well, what everybody's upset about, is his lack of remorse about the actual victims that Jeffrey Epstein abused. The guy went to prison for.
Yes, that's right.
Twice.
He did one turn, and when he came out, Prince Andrew was there to greet him.
He
was. Like a welcome out of jail for being a sex offender party.
And when Prince Andrew finally dawned on him that it was probably not a good idea to hang around with a convicted sex offender, he said he thought he would be chivalrous, really, and do the right thing and tell him in person why he couldn't see him anymore.
By staying at his house?
Yeah, for 4 days. It takes 4 days to be remorseful. I mean, it doesn't. You cannot believe this. So
and
I've watched the whole thing.
He was so honourable.
He was so honourable, right?
Because if I was less honourable, I wouldn't have done that.
I've gone back because I'm fascinated.
This.
And I had to go back to watch the entire thing. But even from the get-go.
Yes.
Do you not think this exchange and his response is weird when he talks about that there was a party thrown? Just have a listen to this exchange.
You threw a birthday party for Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, at Sandringham.
No, it was a shooting weekend.
A shooting weekend.
Just a straightforward shooting weekend.
Just a straightforward, no partying about.
Nothing weird.
Few foxes out and about. We're all on horses, killing innocent animals.
It wasn't great for the pheasants.
It wasn't great. So he still has no idea how bizarre that sounds to the rest of humanity who don't go on shooting. I'm not talking about an animal activist. I'm saying a shooting party.
Do you think?
What is going on?
Do you think that he's got wind that he wasn't great and he's coming back to go, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that
this is like backpedaling, like this is beep, 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 like you've never seen before if he gets to do it. But I mean.
Can I say one thing?
What's that?
I'm so glad you wrote to Prince Edward, Prince Andrew.
Lucky for me.
He would have been a chance as a young girl.
Yeah, well, I was a bit premature there. Do you know what the other big problem is?
What?
Princess Beatrice is getting married. And now.
That's going to be awkward.
He has just sullied.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have to keep saying words like sullied because I'm watching the Crown.
Sullied. It's very unbecoming.
He has now ruined her wedding. So not
you,
happy, Daddy.
You want to watch him like a hawk at that wedding.
Look out there with her from mates.
Young girls floating
all
around.
All right. Stand by.
Stop hitting on my friend's dad.
Yeah. More updates.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it is thanks to Holden, Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4
Not that you'll
range.
Ever need it,
there
by
it
the way.
Is.
Because it's just engineered.
God love Holden.
The best way possible. It's so durable.
They are the
tough,
business.
Trusted and proven.
And what's their towing capacity?
Oh, three and a half tons.
Bang.
Yep, don't
we could
worry
bang
about
on
that.
About it, but we why could. Not check in with a proud owner, part of the Holden, Colorado family. Riley's on the line. Riley, how long have you had your Holden, Colorado, mate?
Oh, hey, guys. I've had mine about 2.5 years.
About 2.5 years, because that's when you started driving, am I right? Did you get your Colorado when you were on an L plate?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God. Wow. Let's see. All these young guys, your apprentice Chippy is, I believe.
Yep.
So what says to me, and listen up, everyone, and we're talking about schoolies and everything, you're making some good dough there if you're driving around in Colorado, because that is a ripping car.
Yeah, go pretty good for an apprentice.
You're going very well. You're very modest, too, about
well,
it.
You are. You,
how'd you get onto it?
Sorry?
How'd you get onto getting a Colorado?
Just good for the price and...
You're a man of few words, aren't you, Riley? Your nickname's not Chatterbox by any chance, is it?
Have you, any of your mates got Colorados?
Yeah, I got about six mates.
What?
Oh, hang on.
Six mates who all own Colorados. You can form your own convoy.
Yeah.
You can circle the wagons. Do you ever drive them in formation?
That's right.
Do you ever get together?
Yeah, most weekends we get out together.
Most weekends you get out together. Take it off road.
What do you do?
What would be a typical destination?
Yeah.
We go full driving at the beach and camping, bush and beach, everywhere.
Well, you know why? Because you can.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you like.
Right.
The world and everything in it is yours when you're behind the wheel of the Holden, Colorado.
Good to talk to you, Riley. Have a good weekend coming up in a few days. It's not right with the weekend. We're in the middle of the week. Will you go away this weekend in your Colorado?
Yeah, I'm planning on up the bench this weekend camping.
Oh, mate, camping on the beach, off you go with your mates. Take all six mates. Yeah. I want to
put
see
them in the back.
I want to see a V formation of Holden Colorados coming down the beach. Go camping. Go nuts. You're the best, mate.
Well done, mate. We'll shoot you at a prize pack as well. Thanks to Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
He's got a big pub shout coming up, by the way, thanks to Brick Lane.
Has.
We mentioned it before. It has so many calls wanting to get amongst it. So you go to kennedymalloy.com.au and register.
It's a tough gig, but I'm prepared to do it for our listeners.
You're prepared.
I personally am not getting a lot out of this because I have to.
Mick sprung this on me yesterday and said that he's going out on a pub crawl.
Oh, I'm going on a pub crawl.
For the good of the show.
Around Australia.
Representing
us. And what's happening
Take
to me?
Take it to the people.
Well,
you
where
are going
to
man the home fires here.
Really?
At the
base
camp.
Or maybe I just take the week off.
Or you can just pop in and turn up, Jane.
You know you could play. What about that? If you came, if you turned up, ladies and gentlemen, special guest appearance.
As a special surprise. Out of a cake.
Jane Kennedy.
Out of a giant Brick Lane beer.
Come on, Jane.
Well, we can work on that. But I'll tell you what, the Brick Lane beer is something that
it's the
goes
best
down
beer
beautifully.
Going around.
Perfect.
Get involved. All our callers, everyone who comes, you're going to get you get up your eyeballs in Brick Lane. It's
so
a great
you're doing
beer.
This all week. We're
this will be our last week. It's in a couple of weeks. We've got 2 weeks to get everyone together. We've got a listener party. Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Melbourne.
Oh my
we are
God.
Flying.
Newcastle's
we are flying
go
in.
WA
from
and
WA
South
and South Australia come, and we might try and get to those states like on the way back Australia Day weekend.
Awesome. Kind
of absolutely awesome.
It's going to be massive.
Huge.
I can't wait. It's going to be like schoolies, but for older people. I'm going to try and construct.
Can you think of a word for it now? It's not toolies.
A toolie
it's not
woolie.
Moolies.
A toolie,
what's going to be? A schmoolies.
A what?
Mickey's.
Mickey. Yeah. I'm going to call it Mickey McSchmickies.
Okay.
We'll think Whatever of something. Was. Someone will think of a name
speaking
for it.
Of school, and by the way, it's for our males and females and couples.
Everyone.
If you get two tickets, bring your partner.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to be a load of
Over
fun.
Over 18.
This is, it's going to be a ripping way to finish the year. A Christmas party, knock off, extravaganza,
fun.
Cannot wait. We're talking about schoolies.
Yes, we were.
We're trying to identify this couple.
This couple, and we don't know whether they still exist, if anybody knows, but this was from maybe 4 years ago, and it was a Gold Coast couple.
We're talking about true love.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
This couple have only known each other for a fortnight. Now they're engaged.
This is serious. This is serious. She's my baby girl forever, and I've asked her to be the thing that I cherish the most for life.
He got down on one knee while she was stuffing her face with a kebab. And it was so beautiful.
That's young love.
Well, I think it is. Now, I have children who will be attending.
You have someone at schoolies this year.
Yes.
And it's going to be a very interesting time for you.
It is. Oh, actually, Bart's got a good idea. You're trying to think of what to call people going to your
special party. My pub crawl party.
Bart, what's your suggestion?
Schoonies.
I like it.
Schoonies instead of schoolies. I like that.
Okay, you get a slab of Brick Lane coming your way.
That's awesome, Bart.
Base lager or the One Love Pale Ale, you choose. That's
good. That's
good.
I like
Schoonies.
It. Schoonies.
At Mickey's. It's going to be a lot
Mickey's
of fun.
Mickey's Schoonies.
Well,
like
I like it. And don't forget, tomorrow night is Front Bar Cricket. We're
now,
great.
This is great. Now, normally you do front bar with the footy.
Yeah. With the footy, but this is a full national cricket show.
Is that because the cricket's now on Channel 7, is
it's
that
on
right?
Channel 7.
You mentioned two names earlier, though, that blew my mind.
Jeff Thompson and Brian Lara.
That's unreal.
How good is that?
You'll meet them both.
I can't wait. Do you know Jeff
Will
Thompson?
Will you be scared?
I believe that Jeff Thompson, and I'm going to ask him this, has above his mantelpiece photos of three batsmen bleeding from the jaw.
Really?
Oh, because
so you know how safari hunters have like a lion's head or
a mounted thing.
He has big game.
He's got his victims.
And he stands there. I heard
with
this.
With a pipe?
he stands there on the mantelpiece telling stories about the day he bagged the big
have
ones.
Have you spoken to him yet? Have you spoken to him on the phone?
No, but I know people who have. Santo Chilaro has warned me. He said, watch out. He's hard to tame. Well, he went and did some red dust playing
good
cricket
for
the good on him, for the indigenous kids, Tiwi Islands. I took him up there, and apparently, Santo faced him and nicked him for four. And Jeff Thompson turned around, and he goes, he wasn't happy. He goes, right, I'm going to need 6 slips and 4 photographers.
What? You're joking.
No. As he came in and threatened to kill
got a bit shirty.
A young Italian boy who was completely
man,
out of his depth.
Brian Lara, I mean, this is a massive guest.
Brian Lara has the highest score of any cricketer at first class level, which is 500
plus.
He's
a smooth operator.
What? And he also made 375 runs at the time. Which was the
that's
crazy. Well, that's 8:30 tomorrow night on Channel 7.
And my bona fides, of course, is at the cricket. I didn't play at the top level, but I've streaked twice, and I nearly broke Booney's record.
Well done.
Will you mention that on the show?
And I've read all of Ricky Ponting's books, all 64.
Well, there you go. If you've done that,
I keep one beside my bed, like 50 Shades of Grey, just there in case I need it.
All right.
And as I said earlier, I've never worn the baggy green hat, but I like to wear the baggy green underpants.
Who have we got on the show tomorrow, guys?
Who is it?
Adam Gilchrist is speaking
of greats.
Oh, come on.
Gilly's
going to join with him. Yeah. We'll bring the Windies together.
Excellent.
And another great Adam, and that's our mate Adam Rosenbach as well.
Stand by. That'll be great fun tomorrow. See you then, Australia.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.